Hello, folks. 65 years ago to the date, I decided to go on a long journey, and I had decided for a companion I would ask a nice braw lassie from the northeast coast. Her name was Mary, and she said yes, she'd accompany me. So I got 5 days compassionate leave when I left Netley this Monday morning at 8:30. Netley, of course, is in Southampton, where I was a nursing orderly. Set off on my long journey. I had to make a break in London to buy a ring. And I got a very nice ring. It shook my pocket because army pay was 5 pence per day. But anyway, unconcerned, I re-entered the train, carried on. And after a long, fast journey, pretty fast because I was in the Flying Scotsman, it was on its way to Glasgow, and I enjoyed the trip. Arriving at Allenmouth, I had to disengage and get on a local train to take me to Alnwick. This I did, and there I caught a bus to a little place on the northeast coast of Northumberland called Lunghoughton, and there I knew somebody was waiting for me. Arriving there about tea time, long journey, but I enjoyed it. And I was made welcome, had my tea, rested a little while. I had to take my ration book with me because they were on strict rations, and the tea consisted of a slice of bread and a tomato. Rations were very meagre those days. we decided after a little while that Mary and I'd take a walk along the beach, because there were things we'd like to talk about. So we went along the beach, very close by, a few minutes, that's all. The rough sea of the north was pounding away there, but we enjoyed the walk. And at one point I said to Mary, I says, Mary, I says, you realise that life could be difficult, could be tough. I says, in fact, I may not come back. But she squeezed my hand gently, and with a smile she said, it's okay, John, I'll be with you all the way. I'll give her credit, she has. Well, come 2 days later, I think that was on the Wednesday, we went to Alnwick Registry Office, and there I married my dear Mary. And we vowed that for better or worse, we'd stick by each other until death do us part. Well, we've done that. We've done it in a grand style, although I knew it was going to be a rough road. And so it was. I left on 2 days later on the Friday. I had to be back because my 5 days were up. And by the weekend, I was aboard a ship at Liverpool, saying goodbye to England for 4 years and 3 months. And it was until then that I saw Mary again. Well, we enjoyed the re-meeting. And then we had to face the future. We suffered hardship, stony road, poverty, gravelly road. Then we had sand, which was a little easier, but alas, it got smoother. And all the way through that long road, Mary stood by me, and we never ever thought of anything else but to stick by each other. She suffered, I suffered, but we won in the end. In fact, the cards came my way. I drew a queen, king, and then I drew the queen, and together we made it. It's been a long time since, but been quite happy. At no time ever was our argument lasting more than 3 hours, and we were back together again. And we always had those little tiffs, which were obvious. There were going to be times we had the rough times, and now we're enjoying the smooth times, I admit. My health is not perfect, but it's livable, and I can't let Mary down. I've got to stay with her because she's done everything in her power to make my life as comfortable as possible. When we took that vow, we both have kept the vow. Until death do us part, well, I don't know about death. Only the Lord knows that. And I'm not interested in that just yet. we have a lot of living to do. We've got to make up for some of the bad times. Mary, we're quite comfortable, and Mary's enjoying life. She's as fit as a fiddle. She's at the moment, she's out there doing the washing, because it's such a lovely morning. The beautiful, the sun's shining, and I decided to go out and sit out there with my beer and have a nice sit in the sun and get some brown, get some pallor off my face. Otherwise, all is well, and on Friday morning, the 16th, we're expected to have a congratulatory message from the Queen. She always sends one at 60 years, 65 and 70. Whether we'll get the 70, I don't know, but the way we're going on, we might. It's a long way, but we've been a long way as it is, and we're still here. As I said, I drew a Queen and we've made it together. I hope we can go on for a long time yet. I think that's about all I want to say on this blog. I've drew jokers as well. Many a joker have I drawn. But the pack's not been too bad. It's not been too bad. Considering, all in all, I think I made a good job of it. But I could never have done it without Mary's aid. And for that, I thank her very much indeed. And when she comes in, I'm going to give her a nice little kiss. She deserves it. So do I. Cheerio, folks.